Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this August 13th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two, it's Let's Talk Real Estate with our friend David Farnborough from Coldwell Banker Sear Realtors. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to talking with Lacey again. Lacey Ayling joining us, Events and Engagement Director with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Lacey, how you been?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks so much for joining us. A lot to talk about today. Let's jump right in.
Yes.
We're going to kick things off with Gather by the Gazebo.
Absolutely. Gather by the Gazebo tonight. It is our last one, so our finale. Our season sponsor showcase is tonight, so we're going to kind of recognize everyone that has done some wonderful things this year. We really appreciate them. We really enjoy being out there in Rome. And our presenting sponsor is Visit Rome. Our season sponsors that we're going to showcase tonight are Coldwell Banker Advantage, Sand Valley Resort, and Rome Away From Home.
You mentioned this is the last one of the year, and we want to make sure to get a good turnout for this one, not only to enjoy and celebrate the summer that we've had, but certainly to make sure that we have more of these going forward, and want to make sure that we're doing these the way that the community likes and everything, and we appreciate the community's feedback on this one. I've heard nothing but good things about this event.
Absolutely. So definitely come check it out. We are out at Rome Town Hall. It is Klein Creek as our entertainment tonight, and then our food will be available for purchase by Chatterbox Catering. We typically have Casey Twist coming and doing some balloon twisting, as well as the Adams County Humane Society that brings some adoptable little pets.
Oh, perfect. You got balloon animals. You got animals. You got all kinds of fun things. Checking that out. Gather by the Gazebo going on. Check that out, everybody. Lunch by the River coming up as well, Lacey.
Absolutely, on Thursday. So we only have a couple more left. I'm sad to see. Yeah. Our summer is kind of just going way quick. Even though it's been really nice to have this lovely weather we've had this, you know, the entire year pretty much. Mm-hmm. But really excited to be out there presenting sponsor Enbridge, as well as our Royal Flush sponsor Crockett Septic. So thank you. They've been wonderful. Obviously, we have, you know, we won't be able to do that without their support. So definitely appreciate them. This week's state sponsors are Nicolay Staffing and Mariani Packing. So come out and check out the Central Wisconsin Choristers. So I love hearing them sing. They're so brave. And then obviously we've got wonderful food vendors, Rocky Rococo's, MCG Services. We also have Chatterbox, and we hopefully will have Granny's Beach and Ice if she's feeling up to it.
Yeah. Also going to have some more activities down there, like balloon twisting and such.
Absolutely. So them as well as the Humane Society, they've been bringing out some puppies. So we've been really, really fortunate to find. I know they got a couple adopted already, and then there's also some that they have a couple applications in already, so please check them out. They typically will bring down a few, and then as well as you can sign up to volunteer there, as well as there's some other pets that if they can't bring them down, that they have pictures of on the table that you can absolutely check out.
Mm-hmm. And going to have some great entertainment down there, too.
Yes, and then next week, since you won't see me until after that one, we have the Rapids Orthodontics and Wood Trust as our sponsors, and then we also will have the Southwood County Turner's Gymnastics team next week.
Oh, that's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
And it's been a cool summer. It's been weather-wise, and it's been with just nice temperatures, nice weather, and we've been seeing a lot of that at these events. Getting towards the end of these and towards the end of summer and everything, Lacey, how has it gone with Gather by the Gazebo, Lunch by the River, Rendezvous in the Park we're going to talk about in a minute? These are signature events in our area, and I know when I've attended them, I just see tons of people. I see people I haven't seen before in a while, or maybe it's been years. I know I've really been enjoying them. How have you and the staff, how from your perspective, how has it gone?
I think we've been doing great. Definitely excited to have some new additions that we've had this year, as well as the new food vendors. And then definitely come out for, you know, a safe, fun place to bring the family, as well as if you're, you know, wanting to socialize or, you know, just kind of get out of the house for a little bit or just go get lunch. We also will have drones there down. So definitely don't be alarmed by those, but they'll just be kind of taking some pictures of it, kind of helping promote Wisconsin Rapids and everything we have to offer.
That's a very cool idea. The images they're able to get, the shots that they're able to get with those things is just amazing.
Yes.
There's no parallel to them. It's pretty cool. Not only helping us celebrate the area, but even giving people from out of town maybe an idea of this, and businesses an idea out of this. And I do want to take a moment to shout out every business that was a sponsor this year for any of these events, all of these amazing people. You know this as well as I do, Lacey. This community is amazing when it comes to sponsoring events or being a part of events. We appreciate it. We note this whenever a business does this. And I personally am a big believer in, I spend my money with businesses that spend their money on this community, that put back into this community. That's something Absolutely. That means a lot to me. And I'm so proud of all of these local businesses that do that, that put their time and effort into our events and want to promote them and celebrate them. Let's celebrate them. Buy local, support local. Make a note of these businesses that do these things, everybody, because it's noteworthy.
Absolutely.
Networking night at the Rafters.
Yeah, so Kill the Keg, that's been kind of coined that that event that month. So we are really excited for that. Free, 21 plus, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock at Witterfield, so the 521 Lincoln Street. There will be, obviously free stadium food, drinks, everything that they kind of have to, we want to make sure that we use it up. We have fresh stuff for next year. And then 50-50 raffle, we'll have prizes, as well as you'll be able to check out the Craft River, the locker room, the rat trap, the press, the press box, little things that you won't be able to see if you're just going there for the game. So yeah. A little behind the scenes.
Which is really unique. We've got a lot. This area supports baseball like few others do. And we love not only our Rafters, but the American Legion, our local high school teams. And a lot of us that went to school out here maybe went to East, and you think the park and everything. I've been there since they have had the Rafters there. It's night and day, the difference between that park and now. And when I was a kid trying to play baseball on that field. I was okay at left field, but man, you didn't want me pitching. You'd never know where that baseball landed. That to now is just amazing to see what the Rafters organization has put into that stadium and the work that they have done there, the investment they have made in this community, in baseball, in the baseball fan in this community. It's really unparalleled. Like, for those that don't know, of all the Northwoods League teams, the Rafters are the only team that own their ballpark. And that means so much more. Not only does that mean that they are able to make improvements to it, but when you give them feedback, they can take that and actually do something with it. Some parks can't do that. We're very fortunate here in Rafters and Rapids where we're able to do that. And not only encourage you to do that and check out the park and have some fun and everything, but the networking part of this. You guys at the Chamber are so good at giving an opportunity for people to be in the room together with each other that might not be otherwise.
Yeah, and I really love that we're able to kind of get together, and then there's no pressure, so you can just kind of walk around, check things out, and then absolutely if you want to introduce yourself to someone or you don't feel comfortable, definitely find a Chamber staff, and we'd be more than happy to kind of make those connections for you.
You don't seem like I'm not to judge here, but you don't seem like it's hard for you to run up talk to a stranger or something. It's very difficult for me. I have a hard time doing that.
I think as you get older, you're like, oh, I don't want to interrupt them, or you kind of think, oh, maybe they're doing something, or if they're on their phone. So I think sometimes it's kind of hard to read. But I definitely think that the Chamber staff does a great job of making sure that we have, the games there and the networking to kind of take the edge off a little bit, as well as not put so much pressure on it to where, you kind of psych yourself out of those conversations that could absolutely help you.
That is me basically every time I've ever tried to talk to the opposite sex. It's basically every time. Even at this age, it's still that. Appreciate that you offer the staff to be able to help with that. And the activities, that's another great way that just get the ball rolling and get you talking and everything. And again, the networking part of this, it's a fun event. I don't want to take light of that, but the opportunity for this business and this business to be in the same room together and communicate when they wouldn't have those opportunities Otherwise. It's so cool. That's such a unique thing. Again, networking at night with the Rafters coming up Monday, August 18th. Meet them there from 5 to 7 and kill that keg. Rendezvous in the park coming up.
Yes. So our season sponsors, City of Nakusa, huge shout out to them. Our date sponsors this month are Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. So you'll probably see them giving out some free play, mm-hmm. As well as Jacoby Custom Cues. They've been wonderful at supporting the Chamber as well as supporting Nakusa. So definitely come out. Hopefully they'll have some kind of cool game in the grass, some kind of pool.
Yeah.
But we will be there. That's 5:30 to 7 o'clock at Riverside Park. So we'll have the Shanty Towners, and they're a polka band.
Yeah.
So excited to have something a little different. It's the first time that they're playing. And I really love that we're kind of trying new things. And I think that for that area, it will work well. And then we'll also have the Southwood County Humane Society. They're always invited, as well as Casey Twist for the Blue and Twisting.
It's fantastic. A shout out to the Shanty Towners and this area and the way they support polka. We have a polka show we play every Saturday. It's one of our longest running and most popular shows. People just love Tim, love that show. I have no doubt you're going to get a good turnout for that one. Along with all, of course, Casey Twist being down there and the South County Humane Society, other things that are going on with this one. And is this the last one of the year?
Yes, it is. And there will be complimentary food from the Nakusa Lions Club. So they'll be out there. They really love giving back, and they definitely want to support Nakusa as well.
This station has loved the Nakusa area for a long time. We encourage you to support that area. Check this out and get to that beautiful park. God, yes. I love that park. It's a great area over there. It's going to be a fun event. I did want to note as well that Lacey and her team are always looking for feedback and different things that you like or didn't like, or maybe you would like to see a part of any of these events. We want to keep these going next summer. We want to keep these popular and fun. So feel free to let the gang know over there. And I'll tell you right now, everything I've heard from the community, I got nothing for you. Like, keep doing what you're doing. Like, that's all I keep hearing. Like, I love this. I love that. Okay, well, do you have anything I could tell Lacey that maybe we want to work on, or no? Okay. Lacey, you're doing a great job over there. That's all I got for you.
Thanks, James.
And keep up the great stuff over there, too, because I'm already looking forward to next summer.
Yes.
And some of these events, and selfishly here in Rapids, Lunch by the River, that's one of our signature events that we look forward to every summer. But all of these are great ones, and encourage you, wherever town you're listening in, go ahead and check these out in other towns. Go visit them. And again, that networking thing, you never know who you're going to run into.
Absolutely. And definitely, if you're interested, or if you go and you're at a local area and you hear some talent, or you see something that you're like, oh, this would be great here, please have them reach out. It's communications@wisconsinrapidschamber.com. We would love to talk more and come in, if you want to play for us, or if you want to do something, I think it would be great to just have some new things. And obviously we love everything we have, these classics, but to definitely add more to our growing list.
Yeah. Lacey Ayling joining us, Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. You guys host great events. You give the community these great opportunities to network, to communicate, to have some fun. I also do a great job of focusing on our workforce and having some different programs and events available for that, Lacey. Let's go right into that right now with the ACE 2024-25 registration, that being now open.
Yeah, so we have that open. I first want to do a little plug for the regional HR workshop that is tomorrow at Aspirus. So we definitely want to reach out if you want to talk to Laura and see if there's maybe a couple more available spots. It is closed, but you may be able to have a little conversation with her, as well as that is a free perk if you are a chamber member. So if you want to reach out to Laura, that is workforce@wisconsinrapidschamber.com or by phone at 715-423-1830. For more information. But we definitely want to thank Synergy as well as Duncan Disability and Law, and then Aspirus for using their space.
And Lacey, I know it's been a bit rebranded. Can we explain what ACE is and what that stands for?
Yes. So Advancing Community Education. This year, we are really excited to have, just some updated changes, as well as that being accredited now, which I've been saying every time I come here, every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We're really excited about that. Definitely reach out to Laura if you are interested in being a part of that. If you are interested in sponsoring, I think that it is a great way to get your business out there. I know they have a couple sponsors left. I know one of those is kind of like the presenting sponsor, so you would be getting marketing at every single month for that duration, as well as Laura has some little added perks for that package. So please reach out to her if you are interested. Obviously, I was a part of community leadership last year, and Mariani, which is going to be a sponsor this week, definitely excited to have Carrie there. And it's just making those connections, finding your people, and definitely, kind of working together to grow this community. And, obviously we're building better leaders here, and you can't lead people beyond where you are. Mm-hmm. So please reach out if you are interested in sponsoring, or if you're interested in being a part of it yourself. It's not just if you're a new leader, maybe you're just looking at, kind of meeting more people. A lot of them were interested in networking, and they didn't realize how much they got out of it beyond that.
And the idea of getting young people involved in this has always been a cool idea to me. With what Mid-State is offering, with the being, you know, credited and everything, that I got to think is going to get even more younger people involved in this, which is only going to create more stronger leaders, which is better for our area or wherever they take their talents.
Yes.
It's a win-win and an investment in our community, which I really admire. And investments in our community are something, again, that I want to shout out all of these local businesses that you hear talked about to the businesses out there. I implore you to reach out to the chamber to be a part of these events, to get your name attached to them. If not for the betterment of the community and putting into the community, can I sell you on the PR angle of this? Lacey touched on this a little bit already. Having your name attached to these events like ACE or some of these, it's just one of the better things you can do with your business and promoting your business. You are not only attaching yourself to that event, you are showing that you believe in this event, that you believe in this area, that you believe in the people of this area. That's marketing 101. Like, you can't ask for much better than that. Can encourage you to reach out to Lacey in the chamber and be a part of these events and sponsor and be a part of them in any way you can. Lacey, if people do want to find out more and reach out to Laura, how can they do that again?
Yes, workforce@wisconsinrapidschamber.com or by phone at 715-423-1830 for more information.
One of my favorite events you guys host, and that's saying something because you do some good stuff over there, but Coffee with the Chamber. And it's not just because I'm obsessed with coffee. It is a little bit, but not all the only reason, Lacey.
Yeah, so I know that you love your coffee, and obviously you don't have to come to it. You can do it virtually, but definitely register online. Or if you want to come in, if you're having some troubles, if you're a chamber member, this is free to you. $10 if you are a non-member, and we are going to be having coffee from Caribou, as well as we'll have Matt Zacher there. And then we'll obviously have Kyle Kearns talking about just updates in this area, the economic development from even if you're wanting information about the mill, if you're wanting information about the Main Street, things that are being done, the changes, the updates, just anything that you're looking for information on. Obviously, we want that to be professional and obviously have it in a place where we can absolutely receive it. So definitely register if you want to register online. There's also a QR code if that's kind of your speed. We're trying to update some things, and we would love to have you.
Those QR codes, the more we have to use them, the more we'll get familiar with them.
Yes.
So that's kind of cool to have that on there even for that. I do want to shout out Kyle and Mayor Zacher as well, because not only are they both been very a part of the community and really out there, but it just feels like every month they're doing something and they're a part of something like this where they're not just showing up and you know, cutting a ribbon or anything like that. Those things are really cool, but they're out there and they're engaging with people. I ran into Matt at a high school event a little while ago, and there was no promotion or anything about him being there. He just was there and just talking to people and interacting and trying to find out more and more about the community and what it's looking for. Kyle is one of the smarter talkers you're going to hear. He knows his stuff. And boy, I've tried to throw curveballs at that man. He just hits every one of them out of the park. He really knows his stuff. They're both very good talkers. They're very not only informed, but also engaging. They want to hear your feedback. They want to talk with the community. Being a part of events like this is so cool to see, and we're really fortunate in this area. As long as I've been in this job, we've had nothing but mayors that try to do these kind of things. And a big shout out to Mayor Zacher, to Kyle, and the work that they're doing. And looking forward to this economic development update and hearing about different things in our area. Mayor Zacher will be joining us in about a week or two, I believe, too. So looking forward to that. If people do want to register again, how can they do that, Lacey?
Yes, registration is going to be online through the Chamber website, as well as if you have a membership, you can also log in that way. And then obviously the QR code or come in. We can do it over the phone too if that's something that you would prefer. And definitely check that out August 28th. 8:30 to 9:30 in the boardroom or virtual.
And we're always encourage you to stop by the chamber.
Yes.
We are still open.
You just have to go the back way.
Yeah.
You can take the scenic route by Aspirus and then at Cliff Street.
There you go, the scenic route. I like that. Business Expo registration and sponsorship is open as well.
Yes, it is. That is going to be Oktoberfest themed, so
a little different.
October 8th from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Registration's a little bit earlier in the day, as well as there'll be kind of like a little networking between all of them. We still have availability that's also going to be Laura, so please reach out to her if you are interested in coming and networking, having your business be out there. It's not just I think sometimes we think just certain kinds of businesses mm-hmm. that, you know, the bigger manufacturing, but even the smaller things or smaller groups or things that we have in this community, even the VFW was at mm-hmm. one and they were able to make some connections with just some veterans. So mm-hmm. I think that it's great for any business to connect with each other as well as connect with people in the community and just kind of get some more information.
More and more opportunities for you to be able to do that, to connect with your community, to connect with others and strengthen your business or strengthen what it is that you're doing here in town. That's a really fun opportunity. Make sure to reach out to the chamber and find out more about that.
Yes, and that is open to the public. So don't feel like if you are not a chamber member, it is still open to the public, and that is going to be at the Elks Lodge October 8th.
Lacey, the time with you always goes by so fast. As we're wrapping up, we got our August member of the month.
Yes, so it's also the Rafters baseball team. So it timed perfectly. We'll be there, and they're also member of the month. Definitely check them out. Check out their website. They have some new brochures as well as their schedules. I think I see them everywhere. So kind of hard to miss, as well as I've heard a lot of fireworks this summer. They're definitely doing things to kind of bring in people and families and, a safe, fun place to spend your weekend.
Gave us an amazing season. We love our Rafters. We're a little biased here at WFHR. We've played every game the Rafters have ever played here at this station since their beginning. And we're very proud of that. We're proud of the relationship we have with them, and in part because of what the Rafters add to this community. Certainly, there's an economic angle of things, and that is noteworthy in itself. But it is the kids that they bring into town. You've never heard a bad story about a Rafter player. You've never heard anything about that. Think of the hundreds of kids that have come in here and nothing but good kids helping and putting into this community, along with talenting and entertaining us and everything. The organization itself has gone out of its way above and beyond to incorporate different local nonprofits and things with United We Can and some of those events. What the Rafters have done in this area is noteworthy, and how the area has supported the Rafters, win or lose, is also noteworthy. It's a perfect relationship and a great choice for a member of the month.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely agree.
And one last update before we let you go. Lacey, you're almost done.
Yes.
Chamber cash available.
Yes, chamber cash. So we are selling at every event that we're at, as well as the chamber. You definitely find us at, you know, anything coming up. We're going to be obviously in Rapids, and we'll be in Rome, and we'll be in Acusa. So really no excuse not to find somebody and buy some chamber cash. So $1,850. Our sponsor for that is Assumption Catholic School. So huge shout out to them for sponsoring this. And then obviously, even if you win, you go back in. So you have a chance to win several times. And then we'll be doing a Facebook Live, and then we'll also call you. But you can also mail it in if you can't make it in. Obviously, the winner, you win a chamber gift certificate for each day, and Christmas is coming up quick.
Ooh,
so
good point.
It's a good way to make a smart investment.
Yeah, I gotta start investing in that. I gotta start thinking about
it. Some people
that
are already done Christmas shopping. I don't know how they do it.
I don't know. I got like two things done. That's it. Like, Lacey, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of what we talked about today, how can they reach you?
Yes, please call or stop in the chamber. We are obviously at 1120 Lincoln Street. Our phone number is 715-423-1830.
Appreciate you, Lacey. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Say hi to the team over there, and we'll talk again real soon.
Sounds good. Thank you, James.
Follow our chamber at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's a great way to follow and great way to keep up to date on your community. We'll be back with more here at WFHR.